in this time now leading to your ascension and return to God the Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for worldwide understanding born out of our appreciation of all life that share this planet, and for a green future by the choices we make today, which shape our future for tomorrow. The earth is our home and we must care for it. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, by your sufferance and through your rising, we humbly pray in submission of your guidance, and by your second appearance on the shoreline to Simon Peter, to subdue the earth, meaning quiet and its furnace, by our shelter from the elements, to plough the land and fish the sea for sustenance, and not by causing havoc through greed for power. But by our dominion over every living thing that moves, meaning care by your compassion for all animals, and not by causing havoc through cruel acts that bring their distress. And we pray for the exercise of good and honest sense by our world leaders, with whom great trust is placed in their hard work for the well-being of your kingdom. In these days, dear Lord Jesus Christ, humanity finds some stark realization of just how vulnerable we are to our indifferences and by our indifferences. But still, dear Lord, you graciously allow the sun to shine its generous light upon our souls in that we seek to understand our wrongs, and by your guidance through your sufferance and your rising, make these wrongs right, and try hard never to commit these wrongs again. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus Christ, for hearing our prayers and for the comfort you bring by your compassion in the recovery of those who have suffered so from the present worldwide pandemic infection and all of the challenges this continues to bring, and especially, dear Lord Jesus Christ, for the spirit of those who time has come early in union with your majestic grace, and for their loved ones who must now find courage and strength by their own living memory for their departed, now so deeply missed. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, please comfort them and surround them with your love and compassion, that they might know your fellowship in their suffering and in their despair. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, may nothing separate us from you each day. Help keep our hearts pure and protect us from careless thoughts, words, and actions. We pray for our families and friends, and for those less fortunate, and for those at the heart of our well-being and safety, and we include in our prayers this Sunday Camilla Cooper to overcome the great challenges life brings, the friends and family of Ian McLaughlin, who has suddenly and unexpectedly just passed away with pneumonia not related to the pandemic. And we deeply thank Le Jeunesse de Verbier for their compassion and reliant support towards those unwell and in need, who lead by their example to us all of your wondrous love and goodwill. And we extend prayers to our friend and companion Fritz Jensen and his family for the well-being of his brother who is unwell. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.